From the FMT Insurance Studios of Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760. If you're talking about it,
it's on Knoxville's Morning News.
Join the conversation on the Crown Plaza call-in line at 865-888-TALK.
It's not unusual, you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
You're back here with us at Knoxville's Morning News, Talk Radio 92.3 FM, AM 760. And so I want to bring on a very special guest with us. We have Jackie Gingrich Cushman. And I wanted to talk to you, Ms. Cushman, about your book, Our Broken America. So thank you for coming on this morning and appreciate your time. One of the things that I would like for you to do is just kind of, if you can, for our listening audience, give them an overview of your book and let us know also where we can purchase it.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm thrilled to be talking with you today about my new book, Our Broken America, Why Both Sides Need to Stop Ranting and Start Listening. This book started about a year ago, and I did a lot of research into why are we so polarized today. And I learned a lot of things. I learned, for instance, that it's not just, we all know, not only the news media that's driving us, because they're no longer just about news, now about opinion and perspective and, you know, what they cover, and it's not delivering the same news to everybody. But it's also about technology and social media and how we understand things. But it's also about how we live socially, which really surprised me. So one of the things I learned in researching Our Broken America is that 64% of Democrats and 55% of Republicans have few or no friends in the opposite party. And this means that we don't really understand each other at all, which is why I talk about how we need to listen to each other. But it's not about giving in to the other side's beliefs or demands, but it's understanding the perspective so that we can communicate our solutions in a better way.
And I think you're right. We're talking at each other, not to each other.
No, you're exactly right. And I often talk to people about this. Is like, you know, for those of you who have been home, I have two children. One is now 20 and one is 18. So I've almost gone through the teenage years. And, you know, if you try to communicate with teenagers and they're upset for some reason, it could be something that happened at school. It could be what they're feeling, you know, with their friends. I mean, who knows? But if they come in and they're very upset and very emotional, and you respond in a like manner, then it really doesn't help. Now, you may even be right about your perspective and what you're saying to your teenager, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to be able to communicate with them. So one of the things I talk about is you really need to be able to let the other side talk and talk freely. And again, I'm not saying that they're right or that they're you know, have the right perspective, but just so they can be heard. And then once that happens, the conversation can really turn around.
Well, and that's the important point is that you bring up, is that we're not listening to one another, is that we're so busy trying to prove ourselves right that we're not actually taking into consideration that there is value in what someone else is saying and what they're thinking. And, you know, that we have to try to listen to one another to understand that viewpoint and that perspective.
You're exactly right. And I think just because we're all human beings, and it's very hard to do that because, you know, we're all caught up in our beliefs and often, even if we are right, we're so determined to be right that we can't hear another perspective. But the interesting thing is if you have some intellectual curiosity, if you can stand back and say, you know, instead of proving that I'm right, let me just see if I can learn something from the other person, then it really kind of changes your ability to hear them. And then once people begin to be heard, that also changes their ability to understand your perspective. So it changes the entire conversation and the entire relationship.
And that's one of the things that concerns me, too, is about saying that speech is violent. That if you, I think that further divides us in that we're not able to voice our opinion, even if it is different, because then it's labeled as, well, that's violent.
Well, you're exactly right. And the effect is exactly what you're talking about. It chills free speech. So even though we may believe we have free speech, right, the ability to speak up and talk about our you know, our beliefs, that because it's going to be labeled, you know, you'll be labeled personally, right, for bringing something up, or it will be labeled as violent speech, that it in effect kills free speech. And that's part of what I talk about in my book, Our Broken America, is that we have to have the ability to talk about things, to discuss our solutions, to discuss our perspective. And, you know, Margaret Thatcher once said, first you win the argument and then you win the vote. But you can't win the argument unless you actually argue. And I think that's very important for us to remember today, that we have to remind people that you have to be able to articulate what you believe in, and you have to be able to do that, quite frankly, with the other side. And if you do it just among yourselves, you really aren't winning any arguments at all.
Well, and so that's one of the things, like there was a kind of a pro-life rally that was in Australia, and there was some video circulating around that about there were protesters that were shouting that the people that were for, that were in opposition of abortion were yelling, were being yelled at and being called Nazis, right? And this is in Australia. So you had people that were Aborigines that were, you know, promoting life. You had people that were, you know, just of all different races and were there in support of babies and saving babies. And you had people saying that they were Nazis. And so this reporter was going around and interviewing him and says, you really don't look like a Nazi. And their response was not that they didn't respond in hate back towards those individuals. They said, look, it's really upsetting that these people are so angry. I wish that they would come over and join us and recognize that we're for all life and that we love people and that, you know, this is something that we're trying to make sure that people have the ability to choose and, you know, things aren't being forced down their throat. And I think it really took the reporter back for a second that they were not responding in kind, that they weren't shouting down and shouting in anger back at those individuals that were calling them, you know, Nazis. And so I think that that's what your book highlights, is that even if you are sort of mischaracterized or shouted out, or even, you know, to the point to where, you know, they're trying to put you in a corner to where your business, you can't do business, that we should rise above that and try to remember to exemplify how we think that the conversation should be held.
You're exactly right. That's a great example. And it happened again last week. I don't know if you saw the video. There was a Trump supporter outside the rally, and he was being interviewed on TV, and a protester walked by him and literally spat in his face while he was talking.
Yes.
But which is really ridiculous, right? That's outrageous. That's personally offensive. I mean, who does that? I mean, seriously. But instead of yelling, right, he wiped it off. He totally ignored it, and he kept going. And that's what we really have to do. You know, when people yell, when people get labeled, like your example, if you label somebody, you know, as you know, ism or XYZ, whatever, the reason they're labeling you that way is because they can't argue with you, and they don't want to argue with you. They want to yell at you, and you don't combat that with yelling back, because all you get is escalating yelling. What you have to do is exactly what you said. You have to step back. You have to provide the pause. You have to be very rational and be very, very loving. And I talk a lot in my book, Our Broken America, that my background is very faith-filled. I prayed a lot during writing this book. I pray a lot daily for our country and for myself, that we can be good leaders. And, you know, I think if you start from that perspective, that you have to say, you know, it may not be to blame for where the vitriol is today, but it's our responsibility to provide a good example, exactly what you said.
All right. Well, we've got about a minute left before we have to go to break. Please let people know how they can purchase your book, or if they want to learn more about you, because I know you've written a lot of different articles where they can go to read those. Just let us know more about how to research you and find out more about you.
Absolutely. So, again, you can go to JackieCushman.com. It's CUSHMAN.com. And my book, Our Broken America, can be bought on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I obviously have links up on my website, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. So please follow me and join the conversation about how we can learn to listen instead of ranting.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate your voice, and thank you for praying for our country. I think we need that. I think that helps to bring us closer together.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
All right,
you
bye-bye. Too. You're listening here at Knoxville's Morning News.
Knoxville to Washington.
Around the country and around the world. Back to Knoxville's Morning News. The Crown Plaza call-in line is open at 865-888-TALK.
Knoxville's Morning News.
From the FMT Insurance Studios of Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760.
Here with us at Knoxville's Morning News. Is it still raining outside?
I think it's clearing up now.
Okay.
We're clearing up.
Well, thank goodness. I mean, my yard's totally dead, but I don't mind.
So you needed this.
We just don't have to mow, so that's a good thing, right?
Exactly.
But so today, I just wanted to kind of the lineup today, hopefully it allowed for you to recognize that we have different perspectives of why we were in different countries and different perspectives about war. But at the same time, we want to honor all of those people that do serve. We do appreciate them. And that, you know, it's really important to stand up for each other and to recognize that there are injustices in this world. And I think we like to believe that we as America, we go into those different places around the world and help to try to make things better. But there are times where it's not our place to be there. And that, you know, just because we think that everybody's going to be welcoming to us, that may not be the case always. And so there are times and there are situations where it is important for us to come in and assist and aid, but there are also times in which we should step back and we should offer help where we can, but at varying degrees. And so I do hope that I know that we're going to try to clean up the interview for Raven23 and send that to them to put on their website. So if you want to hear it later, because I know that there were some people that were interested in hearing it, and so we'll try to do that to where we'll afford that for you to listen to it, not only on our website, but also on theirs as well. But I strongly encourage you. I just feel like that this case, this Free Raven23 case, that it's so obvious of a just not only prosecute the mandate, the political mandate that went into this prosecution. It's just a huge injustice for these men. And I think it's important to make sure that we are striving to help correct that injustice. So it's not difficult for us to pick up a telephone and call our congresspeople or call our senators. It's not difficult for us to write a letter. And so I think just as a way to honor those men for their service, I think that would be something to show them that support. And so I want to thank those family members for giving us that time today to talk to him. And I also want to thank Jackie Gingrich Cushman for talking to her. I think it's important that we do recognize that maybe things are divisive right now. And in some ways, I think that's done intentionally to try to help divide us because there is a power struggle going on. And what we need to remember is we have the power. We as the people have the power. It's not those elected or non-elected leaders. It's not the deep state. It's not them. It's us. We have it. So in order for us to maintain that power and to keep that power and not to just acquiesce it away to others, we have to remember to talk to each other. And we have to do so in a way that is respectful. We may not. And just like when we talked to her earlier, we may not agree with everything. We may not agree with the way to resolve everything. But we do all recognize there are issues with healthcare. There are problems with homeless. We have problems with our veterans that we need to assist them and support them. There, you know, these are things that we recognize and see. And so, you know, just like Scott Pressler going around picking up trash. My goodness. We have somebody who sits there and tells you, you know, listen, I was a dog walker. And now I've gone to Baltimore. He's gone to other various places and picked up trash to help show that community in those areas that he sees them. He sees their struggle. And that's a way, just a simple gesture, to recognize that they're not overlooked, that they're not forgotten, that it's important that we see each other, we see each other's needs, and we move beyond the hate and the vitriol, that we are not divisive, that we are one United States of America, and that it's important that we talk to each other and that we see each other, that we hold the door for each other. And so that's what I just kind of wanted to leave you guys with that today, just to make sure that we're doing what we can to keep our community together and to keep our country together. So much so that we should be proud of it, that in other countries, they sing our national anthem and they carry their flags as symbols of freedom. All right, you're listening here to Knoxville's Morning News, and we will see you tomorrow.